We are back in the room for episode 3 with Hannah Chapman from Bore Creative.
Hi everyone, lovely to be back.
Great to have you with me, and all the questions you're going to ask me around the enhancement of your why and why that is so important for your business.
Okay, so you talk about enhancing your why. So let's get into that. What does that really mean?
So enhancement is about evolvement. So it's evolving that purpose as you grow, adding depth, clarity and impact over time. So I've shared before that my why in my business is all about impact. So as a reflective exercise, how have I added that depth over the years? For example, I give back to charity. I give back to my stakeholders and suppliers at Christmas or at monthly or quarterly meetings to make sure they feel valued and cared for. I give back to my customers. If someone books one of our top packages, they receive a little gift from me. You know, it's throughout everything that I do. So 10 years ago, I would have said my why is impact, but that would have been it. Now, because, you know, I've matured in business, my business has grown, the enhancement for me was all about putting that impact into the customer delivery and the customer journey. But with every single person that is involved with Ask Zoe. So that's how I've added depth. Mm-hmm. It's how I've added clarity, because I want to ensure everyone feels valued and feels like they're receiving an impact by working with Ask Zoe. And ultimately, that creates a ripple effect over time. And it's what people, you know, will tell others, because it's how I made them feel and what makes me remembered. So it's really thinking about how you can enhance your own why in your business, so it creates that ripple effect on a deeper level for you.
So it's like as your business grows, your why is expanding into more possibilities, I guess. You know, your ability, your capability grows with it, but yeah, also trying to make sure that it stays aligned with your why as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so why does our why, bit of a contradiction, why does our why need to change as we do?
Well, ultimately, nothing stands still, does it? You know,
no.
The sun orbits around the earth, you know. As often as it does, you know, there's 24 hours in a day. We're continually growing. We're continually moving forward. We can't repeat yesterday, but there's always, you know, tomorrow, you know. And that's the same in business and life. It shifts. So if you're not expanding and changing with the environment, ultimately what I'll say is you will stand still and you will feel like you are catching up all the time. You're running after something. You're chasing something, and no one wants to really feel like they're chasing, you know, because that just makes us feel like we're desperate, you know, for the sale. It makes us feel like we're going to make bad decisions because we're catching our tail, you know. So it's really important to ensure that our why evolves and change and adapts with us as business and, you know, as our life shifts and matures. So it's really got to start from somewhere, but ignites through that growth journey and also becomes something greater. So, you know, as I mentioned before in the earlier episode about that client, you know, creating that CIC, that's her why evolving. It's, you know, the why still the same, but it needs to evolve because she's now at a different place in her business. So we've really got to make sure that the why is adaptable and grows as we grow as individuals as much as our business.
Yeah, for sure. It's being open-minded, isn't it? I think is so important.
100%, yeah. I think if you approach business with a closed mind, you will not get very far.
No. So how can someone tell them when their why needs updating or refining? How do they know, right, I'm at that point where something needs to shift a little bit? I've gone through a growth phase maybe. Like, how do they know when they're at that point?
You'll probably know through other people's reactions to your why. you know, have you ever been into like a marketing or networking event and you put the why into your pitch, but actually the audience are disengaged?
Mm.
And it's because they've heard it before. And it's what, you know, it's reading the room, what's different to them. So we do encourage everybody to kind of listen to that, listen to the reaction, listen to what other people's response is to your why, and then needs to identify whether it does need updating or refining, or is it that we're just not communicating it as impactfully as we would want? Because when we don't listen, that's where misalignment comes in. And it's really important to stay aligned at every stage, because that's when, you know, the goals and the direction becomes clearer and gets you to where you want to be.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't do that, that's where you'll feel disconnected and not feel excited anymore. And this is what we're trying to avoid. So this is the reason why we need to always kind of listen for that active feedback to ensure that we're refining and updating at all times.
Mm-hmm. Like constantly getting that sense check of, you know, am I on the right path? But also acting on it as well. I think it can be, sometimes you can know, right, but you can then sit, you can dwell on it. I think we're all guilty of that. At some point we know that something needs to shift, and maybe we just don't want to face it. We've said about the gremlin that, you know that you need to face, but I think it's important to act on it as well, isn't it?
Yeah, 100%.
Okay, so you say enhancing your why turns personal goals into something bigger. So can you just unpack that a little bit?
Yeah, sure. Because it's really about that, you know, that impact and that wider, you know, area, you know, you wish to reach within your business. That's where it becomes something bigger. So, you know, whether it's you start out yourself and you know that you need to enhance that why, to be embedded into other people, to bring in a team. You know, we can talk about the customer that I mentioned earlier on, about, you know, creating something more personal in her business that resonates more with her why. That is her creating something bigger, you know. It's what that means to you and unpacking what that means to you rather than what it means to anybody else. Because, you know, it's beyond, you know, the personal gain. It's about what that impact does for others and the legacy that it will create and leave behind. So, you know, the enhancement allows to spread that far and wide ultimately and create, you know, something much, much bigger than probably that you first envisioned when you first started out in business. So it's really important to understand that, unpack it, and, you know, make it what it is, because, you know, we start our businesses, in my opinion, for ourselves first, and everything else comes second. So if we're not enhancing that and moving with the times and that growth and that breath that, you know, a business needs, you know, ultimately then we become stuck. So it's really important to ensure that it goes beyond that personal gain when you're looking at the enhancement, and it comes much more about the legacy piece and that ripple effect more than anything else.
Yeah, it's about what you leave behind and what carries on after you. It's bigger than the individual, as they say.
Yeah, 100%.
So how can someone start enhancing their why today? Someone that's listening to this, where would you recommend that they start if they wanted to enhance their why?
So there's not one size that fits all, really. So for me, I'm dyspraxic, which obviously I'm quite open about. So for me, it's best for auditory, you know, listening to podcasts, you know, watching videos, making notes and kind of journaling after that, you know, or speaking it out through audio notes on my iPhone, you know, whatever really works and whatever inspires me at that time. For others, it may be just journaling and getting everything out on paper because something just doesn't feel aligned. So getting that blank piece of paper and, you know, asking that question time and time again about why do you do what you do? Why is it important to others? Why did you start your business? You know, how does it benefit the customer? All of them questions you can ask to really start enhancing and building on, you know, that question and that purpose of knowing your why. So yeah, it's not really one size fits all. It's really whatever works best for you. I know some business owners prefer things like vision boards and to use things like Canva or use things like Remarkable. You know, what I would say in answer to that question is you pick what works for you as the vehicle to get it all out on paper, you know, so then you can really start looking at how you can enhance that, how you can better serve others through it, and how you can embed that in terms of the evolution of your everyday working life or in your service or products that you provide, because it really should run throughout.
Yeah, it's kind of taking that all of your thoughts and then putting them into action, isn't it? It's taking those action points from it.
Yeah.
So you often say, don't just know your why, strengthen it. So what does that look like in real life? How would you implement that?
Well, for me, when I'm in conversation about this to a customer, in terms of the first question I always ask them is, why do you do what you do? And why did you start your business? A lot of people will say to me, I've not really thought about that since I started it. You know, and they think by just having a why, that's it. You know, that's, you know, put it in a box. I know my why. See you later. Thank you very much. And it's not. It's about looking at that why every day and making sure it's in every part of what you do. And how you can strengthen that in the real life is all the way from the customer journey that we've spoken about. It could be, you know, something about giving back and inviting people to come so you can give back to them more, such as whether that be for charity or whether that be clients coming back into the room and engaging with you more through a thank you, for example, you know, like a table or a visit to the races. You know, professional services do that quite a lot. You know, it's not just about the why, it's about how the why impacts others and how you can strengthen it and put it into your everyday business and working life. So it's about consistently and continuity, isn't it? You know, revisiting that, refining it and making sure that it is reflected in what you do, because your audience should be able to answer that question if you're not in the room. So if you're not in the room and they're not saying what you want them to say, you know, that's a really clear red flag.
Yeah.
You know, that they need to be like really asking that question again, because the why potentially isn't correct or the why has changed and it's got lost along the way. So, you know, it's really about that continuity, that purpose, your goals, and, you know, making the decisions that really reflect your vision and your why as it evolves.
So it's like, if you're not clear on your why, then how can you expect others to be?
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Brilliant. Thanks for that advice. That was great.
No problem.